Welcome to the Parsha Picking Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Here's an interesting question. What percentage of people who owned different kinds of cloths and fabrics donated some of them to the tabernacle? In the desert, many people owned fabrics of different kinds and colors, blues and purples, linens and goat hairs, etc. Did they all make a donation to the building of the tabernacle? Perhaps they did, as the verse says, "And every man with whom was found blue and purple and warm scarlet and linen and goat hair and red-dyed ramskins and sea-cow hides brought them." It sounds like everybody gave what they could. On the other hand, the other verses make it sound like lots of people donated, but not quite everyone. So we read just two verses earlier, "Every man whose heart inspired him came, and everyone whose spirit made him willing brought Hashem's donation, offering for the work of the tent of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments." Similarly, in the next verse, we find that anyone who was generous of heart donated different sorts of jewelries and precious metals. So from the context, we may suspect that it was not quite literally everyone who made a donation to the Mishkan, the holy tabernacle. The Netziv explains that the difference is a result of the relative scarcity of the commodities under discussion. Many people have gold and silver and jewelry, so not everyone felt the urgency to donate it. However, fabrics of different sorts were rare in the desert. Everyone realized that if they did not donate what they had, the tabernacle might end up short on blues and purples, linen and ramskins, and so on. As we know, when we know that we are needed, we are more likely to rise to the occasion. When we think that someone else will do the job, we let it slide. After all, someone else will take care of things. Why should I get involved? And so it is essential that we remind our friends, we need them to bring their full selves to our lives and our communities. No one else can offer their friendship, their parenting, their presence and minyan at class, at a program, or at a rally. No one else can offer their words or insights. No one else can give their time and talents. There is not one of us who can be dispensed with. We need everyone. We need their full presence. Please, if you need this message, take it to heart. We need you. We need your strength and your talents and your resources for our community writ large, for our dreams, for our position in this world as a people. There is not a day that goes by that we don't need you. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. If you're in Houston, please come dive and learn and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.